This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's look at an insight word found in 2 Corinthians 3:18. Paul is writing about the difference between the letter of the law and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He concludes his teaching in verse 18 by saying, "And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." The insight word is transformed. Paul is talking about Christians becoming more and more like Christ, reflecting the Lord's glory. He said earlier in this chapter that Moses' face shone after he spent time in the presence of God, but that glory faded with time. Paul here says that for the Christian, the process of becoming more like Jesus increases the glory in our faces. What happens is the result of the work of the Holy Spirit. In the middle of this verse, he uses the word transform to describe this process of becoming more like Jesus Christ. This word means that what is inwardly true becomes outwardly manifest. It was used to describe the transfiguration of Jesus Christ on the mountain in Matthew 17:2. Jesus' body had veiled his glory as the Son of God. On the mountain, his body became transparent, and what was inward became outwardly manifest. What Paul describes in 2 Corinthians 3:18 is that as Christians read God's Word, the Holy Spirit causes what is in them, the indwelling Christ, to become more and more outwardly evident. That's why I encourage you daily to read God's Word and trust the Holy Spirit to progressively transform you into Christ's likeness. And I trust that that is what is happening as you listen and read.